if you want to send one in to us over the weekend. Talk at beat102103.com is the email address. Killian's just here eating smoky bacon crisps. Get it into you. They are actually lovely.
Sorry, right. Luke, if you're listening.
Hi, Nyland Show. I have no idea what to do, but I am livid with my neighbour. She lives right next door to me and my kids are all grown up. Hers are small. One made the communion and the other made the confirmation last month. On both occasions, without my permission, she used my garden for her pictures. My husband and I were both working when these parties were happening, but another neighbour told me what she did and showed me all the comments she got on Instagram. Everyone was saying how nice her garden was. She didn't even shut down the comments. It's not her garden. Her garden is in the horrors, weeds and all overgrown. My garden is stunning and I'm proud of it. I put a huge amount of work into my plants, flowers and the overall look. I want to have it out with her that she can't use my garden for her own gain. My husband thinks say nothing, but I want to tell her how I feel about her trespassing and claiming my garden as hers. What would you do?
I love that phrase, in the horrors.
The garden is in the horrors.
So she used
the neighbour's garden.
So she went into the garden, like?
She must have gone in. Well, like, I presume it's the front garden. Like, you wouldn't go into someone's back garden and everything.
Dead right. I'd be fuming.
Yeah.
I would be fuming because there's nothing more I hate than people taking credit for the work that you've done. I absolutely despise it. And I'll name and shame. There used to be a guy here called Robbie Byrne. And we were in a meeting and I suggested a podcast called Daily Dilemma Uncensored. And for weeks, Robbie went around telling everyone that it was my idea. Oh, well, I had that idea for years. And I said, well, I came up with it and it's very successful. And I'm not having you take the credit for all my hard work. I hate that.
I think the fact that, you know, the way it was on Instagram and then all the people were like, obviously like, oh, your little one looks lovely. Oh my God, your garden looks amazing. And she didn't in any way say, oh, it's not my house.
That's bad enough as well. But going into your property and taking the absolute cheek. Could you imagine, like, that's like going in when you're on holidays. Oh, I don't have a telly to watch Love Island, so I'll just go in and use your telly. That's ridiculous.
My neighbour in Wexford has the most amazing garden, right? So he is one of those people that, like, for every season will plant something different, you know, like when the daffodil season comes in, he has a, like, every few months he's changing.
Let me guess, he plants daffodils.
Yeah, I'm saying when it's daffodil season, but I'm just saying his garden is always immaculate, spotless. And I noticed one day last year that a woman was walking by with her kid and she used his garden for a little photo shoot with the daffodils. Now, I told him and he was like, I don't mind. But a few weeks ago, this girl stopped me and said, could I get a picture of you with my daughter? Because she just made her communion. I was like, absolutely. And my neighbour was standing there outside his garden doing his flowers. And I said, I won't give his name away, but I said, Paddy, can I stand in your garden for the picture? Because yours is nicer. And he was like, of course you can. But I asked for permission. Like, I wouldn't go into someone's garden.
And that's the issue here.
What's it called?
Trespassing. That's the word.
She said that in the email. So she wants to know, the question is, should she have it out with the neighbour about whether or not she's been using her garden? I don't know. I'd be in two minds. I don't want to cause an argument. Also,
not that you don't want to cause an argument, but I go in and I go, look, I have no problem if you would have asked, but the fact that I was away and you just took it upon yourself to come into my house or into my garden, take pictures. Like, because people are protective over their gardens, as in grass. Do you know, like, some people have lovely grass and they don't like people standing on the grass. A whole family trampling in on the grass to take photos. Go on now, all the cousins in. Now just mum and dad. And out of times people have walked. I'd be well pissed off, yeah.
I know, but I just think the kind of person I am, I'd just be like, oh, look, it's grand. But I get why you would be annoyed. I do understand that it is your garden and she did trespass. But at the same time, like, don't be causing. Like, maybe just say to her in passing, like, would you ask me the next time that you want to use my garden? Because I'd actually be so proud if I had a garden that was show worthy, I'd be like, come on in, everybody.
If it happened again, I'd be calling the guards.
She should be charging for her garden for the pictures if it's that nice. What do you make of this? 085-102-9103. Would you have it out with the neighbour or would you, like the husband said, let it go? Let's start.
Call the guards. The guards are to be rang.
Let's start with Brian. I'd be petty and add her on social media and leave a, Jesus, my garden looks great in those photos. Give some neighbours an inch and they would take a mile. It's best to stand your ground and nip it, otherwise it will escalate.
Good man, Brian. Morning gang, regards to the dilemma, there is no way she's talking about the front garden. They definitely went into the back garden, Owen says. Well, a lot of people would, yeah. Are you more of a front? My dad takes pride in both front and back gardens. Do you know, he would. Like, he would see well, loves his back garden and loves his front garden.
Yeah,
but some people just care about their back garden.
I would not in any, under any, like, I wouldn't go into anybody's garden anyway, but I think back garden is like, just.
Is the main priority for you?
No, I mean, no. You wouldn't. I have flowers in my front garden.
I know, but which one would you take priority? That's what I'm saying. Some
I'm
people.
I'm not really a gardener. Like, I don't think my garden is in the horrors, but it's also not like.
It's not, you know, great.
What I mean? Paul said, excuse me. I have a funny feeling you're not a big fan of your neighbour. Anyway, even if she had have asked you, weren't given her permission, that's the reason she snuck in. She weren't given her permission. You don't know that.
You don't know that. Let's get some voice notes. Joe was on.
Good morning, guys. Just regarding that lady and her neighbour using the garden, I'd probably be really passive aggressive and say the next time I saw her, going, God, I saw the communion photos, they turned out lovely, did you have an amazing day? But that's just me.
I don't think I'd be, that's the way, I don't think
I think I'd either say it or I wouldn't. There's a, this is no name on it, but it says lovely sign, put it up, €20 for a photo shoot.
Rach was on.
I'd say it, but kind of more in a like, oh, I seen the pictures, God, my garden looked great, didn't it? In that sort of way, and kind of have a go, oh, yeah, sorry about that. And not kind of be like confrontational or, you know, argumentative about it, but just say, oh, I seen your pictures on Instagram, God, my garden looks great in them, doesn't it? In that sort of way. And maybe shame her into kind of going, oh, sugar, and saying sorry, because it is bad, but like, would I cause an argument with my neighbour over it? No. Like, but anyway, my garden's like in a state, so nobody can go into my garden. Because remember, at the end of the day, like, you do still have to live beside the woman. Like, if you're both homeowners, you know, you can't just kind of cause a huge big argument. I do always say, pick your battles. So is it really worth an argument? So, yeah.
And finally, Anita's on.
I would definitely be going on to her socials, wherever she has the picture of her lovely garden up, and say, yeah, beautiful pictures. My garden does look lovely, but in future, could you ask for permission to come into my garden and take pictures? Thank you.
That's a really like kind of nice way to approach it, because I do think what Rachel said about you still have to live beside that person, you still have to see them.
It's kind of petty enough that like you're getting your point across, but you're also letting other people know on the post that this is what she's done.
Shane, we'll leave it with Shane. Shane said, send her an invoice for the use of the garden.